Good morning and welcome to United in Faith, produced and presented by the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands. We invite you to join the conversation, catch the vision, and share the hope of a Jamaica united in faith.
Old pirates, yes, they rob I, sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear.
Good morning. Welcome. I am Leslie Hare. Yesterday, we celebrated Emancipation Day, the day in which the precious lives of our ancestors were freed from the shackles of one of the greatest atrocities the world has ever known, the transatlantic slave trade. On Thursday, we will celebrate our independence, freedom from another kind of shackle, that of being without national self-governance. Despite our freedoms, we grapple every day with whether we are truly liberated and with the quest for reparation, for our former colonizers to tangibly express remorse and make some sort of amends, recognizing and admitting that Black lives matter. Ours is a quest for justice. On today's program, we share with you a discussion on emancipendence and the push for reparations with the Right Reverend Dr. Gordon Cowens, moderator of the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands, and Dr. Hilary Hickling, member of St. Andrew Scotskirk United Church, chair of the board of the UCJCI's Meadowbrook High School, and retired senior lecturer at the University of the West Indies.
Dr. Hilary, what a pleasure it is to have this discussion with you on the day after Emancipation Day, when together we celebrate what freedom really means. You are a senior lecturer in the Mona School of Business at UWI and a diligent volunteer in the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands, a lay woman of much stature. Thank you very much for this opportunity to talk together. But out there in our world and in our nation, in our own society, people will ask this kind of question, but what has the church got to do with this emancipation business and even reparations?
Well, we have a wonderful moment today, meaning that this is a time in which we're thinking about emancipation and independence. It also falls at the time when we're looking at Black Lives Matter, and a tremendous upheaval in terms of our thinking in the world. And so we want to contribute to that thinking and to the action that we need to take in that regard. So that while we reflect on the church's role in terms of helping the redemptive processes, which are absolutely critical across the world, so whether we're looking at universities and churches apologizing, giving scholarships, doing the right thing, because they've been doing the wrong thing for a long time.
Yes.
And benefiting actually from slavery, as has become very clear, that there are many individuals, many institutions, many people who have benefited. So, for example, the British government was paying the former slaveholders up to, I think, within the last 5 years.
Yes, can you just believe this in our own lifetime?
The slaves received nothing.
Yes.
How can we proceed in this way without repairing, redeeming, restoring relationships. Because when we have wronged each other, we need to do something about it.
No, absolutely. And you know, a lot of people, especially people outside of the faith, they are stuck in this kind of eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth and judgmental understanding of what the church is really about without really seeing redemption and repair of relationship at the very base of the Christian faith, that it is a gospel message of Jesus when he comes to redeem a world and to restore a broken relationship. His experience, for example, with Zacchaeus is a very interesting one, in which there he is finding a person who was oppressing those around him as a tax collector. And Jesus says to him specifically, I am coming to your house today to sit at your table. You, oppressor, are going to host me, and we're going to share together. No, I mean, it is absolutely fabulous that in a conversation like that between Jesus and Zacchaeus, Zacchaeus then comes to an understanding that he needs to repair the relationship, broken relationship between himself and his people. He says he gives back half of what he has now to the poor, and of the half that's remaining with him, he's going to take out and give to people who he has deceived out of their own, not just what they perceive him to have deceived them, but four times, which, you know, is a tremendous redemptive experience in the life of a person like Zacchaeus. And that is the gospel.
Well, you see, this notion about vengeance and an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth stops us from making it possible to find appropriate ways of repairing these relationships. And I think there are a lot of broken relationships which need to be repaired, because there cannot be, you can't have freedom without justice. These words will become meaningless if we are unable to put in place the things that make things clear, clean, and repaired. We can obviously not escape from facing what we have done to each other. So, for example, there are people in many of the countries of the North who say, well, that was my grandfather, and so I don't have anything to do with it. But yet these people have benefited.
Yes, indeed.
And those who have not benefited now feel that we don't deserve any better.
Yes.
You know, we're not worthy.
So what is it about our people that, because you hit on a very important point to me, because out there in the world, a number of Jamaican people, with, you know, we are, yes, right here, yeah, where we're at home, who will say, but we don't deserve any reparations. We don't deserve to receive anything, no apology, no nothing. What is it about our mindset, you think? I mean, as a strong black woman, what is the thing about us that make us feel we are not equal to justice?
One of the things that I have had to acknowledge is the 500 years of brainwashing is really very deep.
Yes.
And so it is something that causes people across the colonial world to doubt themselves, whether resulting in them bleaching their skin. I was reading something about the,
yes,
how the companies that make these lightning products make billions in India and billions in there. And of course, we have our own challenges here.
Yes.
So it's that sense of feeling inferior, which has been fostered and developed, which holds us back. But there's also the feeling that, you know, supposing we got this money, we are so dishonest, more than everybody else in the world.
Yeah.
We're going to thief the money, you know.
Yes.
I don't trust those people, you know.
Yeah, we don't trust ourselves to handle if it's a bag of money. Yes. So what a shame.
It's a shame. But also I think that those who are articulating the reparations message have to help to identify ways which will allow us to be transparent.
Yes.
And to link what has been lost with the repair.
Yes, absolutely. But people like your husband, Freddie Hickley, and Reverend Ashley Smith, two great men who have passed this year, and God be with you in our hour of grief. But those people spent their lives and spent themselves in trying to get our minds to understand that we are equal, that we are equal to it, and that we can overcome even that self-doubt that you are expressing there that we share.
Well, Albert Huey, who was a Jamaican artist who I got to know, spoke about a situation where perhaps it was 60 years ago that he was passing through the Georgia Fifth Park, and he saw this woman who was selling some sweets or something, and he said to her, "My, aren't you beautiful? I would love to paint you." And the lady said, "I'm Mr. Black and Ugly. Don't make up a box you."
Yeah.
So part of that is a way in which people raise their children, that they're ugly.
Yes, she couldn't see it in her own eyes.
No, she could not see
how beautiful.
No.
This great artist had to look at her and tell her, yes.
And so part of it has to do with, and I suppose that's something that the Christian church has to grapple with, the word God.
Yes.
And are we made in God's image and likeness?
Yes.
And those kinds of things, because there are this kind of idea of us being the sons and daughters of Ham, hewing wood and drawing water.
Yes.
Says, hey, stay in your place.
Your place, yes.
Yeah, that's your lane.
This place belongs to you and you must hug it up.
Yes.
Yeah, God forbid. And may the church be that liberating force in a world where the Christ who came to set us free to be our best selves and to know that we have the potential in us to be, because it is this God who made us. Oh, I just knew that this was not going to be enough time. Oh, thank you so much. As we seek to drill down in this matter of freedom and to see that the liberating action must take place at a personal level and also within our structures, beginning in the household of God. God bless you. Real good.
Thank you very much.
Happy Emancipation Day.
Same to you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, the liberating power of your Holy Spirit guides us into a world of truth. Help us to know that justice is indivisible and that none is truly free until all are free. Lord, for all who have died in the struggle for freedom, we pray, grant them peace even now, as we who continue on this journey of righteousness strive to honor their memory by our actions for justice and peace. Continue to bless your church, we pray, and the people of faith all across the globe. Give us wherever we have gone wrong, and through your heart of redemption and reconciliation, lift us up so to live that all the world may come to know the purpose for which Jesus came. Gracious, loving Father, God of love, release in us a heart of love and compassion by which we may mightily serve you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom over me and before I be a slave. I'll be buried in my grave and go home to my Lord and be free. Oh, freedom.
To the Right Reverend Dr. Gordon Cowens, moderator of the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands, and Dr. Hilary Hickling, member of St. Andrew Scotskirk United Church, chair of the board of the UCJCI's Meadowbrook High School, and retired senior lecturer at the University of the West Indies, for joining us in discussion this morning on emancipation and our push for reparations. Thanks also to our studio engineer, Andre Saunderson. I am Leslie Hare. Please join us again next week at the same time.
Let us reach this generation.
That was United in Faith, produced and presented by the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands, 12 Carlton Crescent, Kingston 10, telephone 926-8734. Email us at synod@ucjci.com and find us on the World Wide Web at ucjci.com. Please join us next week for another United in Faith.